This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Gary, we are going to be taking questions here coming up in the next segment. Gary Haben is our guest. He is the producer, one of the main stars, the brainchild behind the hit film. And I'm saying hit because one trailer has 4 million views. The other has like 2 million. There's about 6 or 7 other derivatives of it. I'd say 10 million views on the trailer. That's good for a big film. The budget. What was the budget?
It's a secret.
Well, let's just say you spent a lot of money, buddy. You put your money where your mouth was. Yeah. So congratulations to both of you.
Thanks, Alex.
And you spent a couple of years getting this together, and it's starting out in theaters tonight and tomorrow in many areas of the country. Phone calls 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 are coming up in the next segment. But Mike Norris is doing it again. Incredible points during the breaks. Animated. Like a public speaker, and then he's great on air, but he's more humble. Give us the real Norris. Go ahead.
No, I mean, we were talking off the air about, you know, when my father was coming up in the late 70s, early 80s. As a kid, I got to witness what I think is the greatest American action star ever.
True Americana.
Yeah, I witnessed it. I got to see it and be part of that vortex and just watch my dad. But it was on Walker that we knew we were onto something special that was a game changer for us. And
you got that same feeling again with America.
And now all of a sudden.
Oh, TV America. Franchise.
I'm not the billionaire.
Does the evil politician come in?
Yeah, but it's so, you know, I'm very fortunate to have, you know, be in this position to have something that has the opportunity of success. Not many films. There's 27 films opening this weekend throughout the country. 27 films. So I understand that people are going to have to make a conscious decision, maybe have to drive past two or three theaters to come see our film. And I just want to say to everybody right now, you know, thank you. And we appreciate your support. This could not happen without you.
Oh, I do too. People say, thank me. All the time on the street or on air, and I go, stop it. You're the lifeblood. You're the patriots. We wouldn't have a platform. We're all brothers and sisters together that love liberty, love God, love our republic, and we're doing our best to not start a shooting war. We're trying to fix things peaceful while we gear up to defend our families. If this is life and death, folks, we're with you. We get it. We should be doing this. I want to say Gary is a hero for his courage, so is Mike Norris, but quite frankly, at the end of the day, you told me, you said, look, I'm doing my duty. I mean, this, you told me I'm not a hero. Look, I mean, what am I supposed to do, leave the country?
You got a good memory. I said that over a year ago. We've had death threats come in. We aren't taking them seriously, although we are armed at all times.
What do you got in that top pocket? That little baby one right there.
Well, you know, it's accessible. Another theme to the movie, Alex, that's so important is preparation. We not only show what happens when our country turns on us and allows this EMP to happen.
Okay. Wait. Get them out on the table.
Wait a minute. Are we...
People say, hey, you can have more high-tech weapons. No, this is only the first line because you can count on it in a fix, and it's readily available. And then we got even bigger ones here, but...
Wait, hold on.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Well, for those that are not watching on the internet, we each held our guns up to see which one was the biggest.
Yours is probably bigger in reality. I got a bigger gun, though.
Alex, I'm looking at
now
your gun.
Now we're turning to Donald Trump.
Looking at your gun, and it's a big gun.
Hands are okay.
Your gun's bigger than my gun.
Okay. We're going to break. Let's come back, though. Long segment, go to calls. Let's actually talk about the death threats. Talk about what people have gone through, but also the type of control. What happens in Hollywood, Mike Norris, when we come back, you know, second him, what happens when you do just basic pro-family, pro-male, pro-female, pro-God films that try to block you out? But the good news is Christians and others are going and supporting independent films, and they're getting bigger budgets, they're getting better, and we're voting with our feet and our dollars, and we're starting to defeat Hollywood, and Hollywood is starting to collapse. Mike Norris, Gary Haven, the film, Armageddon, starting in select theaters tonight. Only you can make it a hit and educate people about the global menace. I'm Alex Jones.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Armageddon, the movie.com. Some would say we're fear-mongering. Yeah, folks warned about Hitler, and they warned about Stalin as well. Guess they were proven right. I warned about a call for open borders and world government and global carbon tax. They would come out 10 years ago and say it didn't exist. Now they say it's coming for you and your family. No, the globalists have landed. They're amongst us. They've seized our government. And I will stand up at the parapet. I will blow the horn and warn the people over and over again. And now people are starting to listen. The spirit of liberty is rising, as the Bible says. I forget what verse. Can you guys look it up? That when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. And I'm telling you, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. It is so exciting. It is so beautiful. I'll quote Mark Twain. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And that's why Mike Norris, for decades, promoting liberty, freedom, the Bill of Rights, Constitution, his father, for decades and decades, Mr. Haven, doing it for decades and decades, and now things are so dire all these humble men that didn't want to be on air, that didn't want to be in movies, that didn't want to be in, that tried to do things behind the scenes, they're being forced to stand up. And that is the sign that the sleeping giant is rising. Here's the quote, Isaiah 59:19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Hear that? So they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west, rising, and the glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood. It's only then that the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against them. And men, you're humble, but everybody needs to know, the men and women out there watching and listening, all of us together, we are that standard, and we need to be humble. None of us are perfect. We don't claim to be, you know, but our souls are pointed towards God. Is that an accurate statement?
Oh, I'm totally sold out for Jesus Christ. He's my Lord and Savior. I got no problem saying that.
Me neither.
Yeah, you know, Alex, we knew that the alternative media would support this project because we're all passionate for truth. You know that the Christian community has embraced this movie. For example, I was on American Family Radio this morning, about an hour ago. Also, Jim Baker, the great evangelist, who, by the way, I've come to know, he's an amazing guy, had me on the
last
3 days.
That's why they went after him. And the really corrupt ones, they leave alone.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know, he was the founder of TPL. He was the founder of 700 Club. He's an amazing guy. But they've embraced us. We believe that a lot of Christians are coming to this movie because they know truth when they hear it. And as reluctant as they may be to face the evidence that our nation is not here to help you, they're willing to look at the truth. And they're willing to dare to embrace the evidence and even consider taking their country back. In Armageddon, the movie, that's the second purpose, to warn people about the imminent threat, but just as importantly, to awaken people that our country's been stolen and we can take it back.
So this is a Paul Revere alarm. Now, you were making some key points when we went to break, both of you were, about the pressure, the demonization. Hollywood, admittedly, is collapsing, but people still aren't basically aware of that, but more and more folks are just tuning out, and it's creating new media. Can you briefly speak to that? Because Armageddon is clearly about the Liberty Movement now joining the success of Christian films that in some cases are bigger than Hollywood drivel.
Yeah, I think, you know what, the industry is changing, and it really goes back once again to the audience, the believers, the patriots that are willing to get up and go support these films. But it was very apparent that we were persona non grata in Hollywood very early on in this process. When the trailer came out, my brother Eric, he one of the biggest.
I know you don't want to get into it because it's private, but let's just. There were a lot of stuff behind the scenes, a lot of pressure. I don't know how much you can now say, but. I mean, all hell broke loose once they found out what was happening.
Yeah, they were trying to shut us out in any way possible.
Drive up prices.
Yeah, but you know, even with the MPAA.
But Gary just doubled down.
Yeah, he did. But it was like just getting a rating. They gave us an R rating for this movie. We have no cut.
Oh, Hollywood folks won't even come and change the light bulb here at my office because of what we do.
Yeah.
They tell us, no, we like you, but we'll be blackballed if we do any work at your studio.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what I've been told. Don't even worry about coming back to Hollywood to work.
And by the way, they gave us the R rating, but we fought and went back because it was ridiculous that we'd have an R rating. You know, how do you create a disaster film without a little blood? And so we simply went back.
They did it to scare Christians off as a deliberate manipulation.
And Mike fought for it and got a PG-13 rating. So it's not R, it's PG-13.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is for
you know,
adults.
John Wayne movies deserve an R rating. You know, The Sands of Iwo Jima, if this is an R. That is a load of manure.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. So
they don't want it on Lifetime. They don't want it on TV. That's what they're scared of, is the life of this on TV.
But it's going there. It'll go there. We now have distribution through Entertainment One, and Sony is picking up our DVD and VOD rights. So, you know, but once again, it goes back to our the people that are here supporting us, the patriots that are, you know, answering.
It's a culture war. We're fighting back, and we're winning.
Absolutely.
And I tell you, it ticket sells, money talks in this industry. And God's Not Dead is a great example. You know, it was a pretty good movie, but people went to see it because they liked the message and they enjoyed it. And that's kind of the trick on this thing. You can get support, but if you don't make a good movie that's entertaining, you know, people aren't going to come, and that money's not going to talk. But our movie is entertaining, and it has a purpose. And Hollywood is respectful of those things. And that's how we ended up with Sony Pictures as our distributor for the ancillary market. So we're, you know, with the help of the audience, the 4 million people that have watched the trailer.
Even the establishment knows a winner when they see it.
Yep. And we're going to take advantage of the popularity of this theme and having made a good movie and maybe even make inroads into, who knows, we might actually show the movie in Los Angeles one day.
Well, I got to tell you, gentlemen, something. I can feel the energy in this. When I get excited about something, my audience gets excited. I it's a spiritual thing. I don't want to brag, but we've all got discernment. You know, I've got extreme discernment. And it just, not just what you're doing, it's everybody's putting in their two cents to fight the tyranny, and together it is huge. And I can feel the spirit of liberty rising. I can also feel evil rising. It's such a critical time for all good people to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
All that evil men need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing, to quote Thomas Jefferson. And Gary Haven, Mike Norris, you're just getting to know you guys. You're just such good, regular, decent Americans. And to see you countering the anti-human, anti-family garbage. And look, I've been around. I'm not some, you know, little kid. Hollywood acts like, oh, you're just a square. You can't handle what we're doing. No, it's not that I hate people or groups. You're selling an agenda to hurt people and to break up families and to make us weak and to make people disdain God's greatest gifts. And so that's why I get angry at Hollywood and the establishment, because they're trying to rob us of our birthright. And to see you guys and your crew fight upstream, and to now it looks like, as you can see the numbers, successfully launch Armageddon. It's an American success story. It's a human success story. It's biblical in nature. And so I shake your hand, but I want to shake Mike's too. We're going to take a few calls. But, gentlemen, I am proud to be associated with you and what you're doing. It feels good in my soul.
Thank you, Alex. And we really appreciate what you do every day. You're on the front lines and have been for many, many years. And I'm glad you're packing because if somebody wants to retaliate on you, it's not going to be an assassination. It's going to be a gunfight.
Damn right. Excuse me, Lord. Yeah, absolutely. Look, I'm not afraid of dying, but I need to be there for my kids. And I'm just trusting in God. And my problem is I get out in crowds and people, and I just totally, there's no fear. And I've just actually been praying to God, can you get me to be a little more, I don't know what happens, just like I'm on this mission, and I'm not bragging. It's weird, actually. I wish I had fear. It's almost like, where are the nerve endings? Where is it?
Yeah, you know, we've all kind of been around now long enough to learn to trust the protection that comes.
I guess that's it. It's the comfort.
Yeah, we're protected. And I tell you what, you can't be about God's business and be obedient if you're allowed to be fearful of the enemy. And, you know, the Bible says that
it's good that I'm not afraid. It's just sometimes I wonder, gosh, you ought to worry more about it.
Yeah, I mean, you need to be smart.
And as we make preparations, it's a Bedouin saying, trust in God, but tie your camel.
Yeah.
And we trust in God, but we prepare also.
Yeah. And that's, you know, our movie's a lot about that. We prepare, and we encourage people. You know, you've got a great food product here that's available to people. Great price. I've had some of it. You know, we need to have food in storage that will last for a time such as this.
We're going to skip this network break. This is too important. You're absolutely right. And you're not selling durable food, but you're promoting it in the film because patriots need to be prepared. The globalists want us dependent. So what should we do? Independent. So I sell the best non-GMO seeds, the widest selection, what I believe is the lowest price, the best food. And look, sure, we fund ourselves with it. That's how we're here. We fund ourselves with the moral things from our research we know we need.
Yeah, you're backing up this message with a business model that allows people to acquire these things. And by the way, I've been taking your supplements now since the last time I was here, and I got to tell you, I have a degree in health and nutrition.
I know that. I know you've bought some big supplement companies yourself.
Yeah, great products, and I know that you have the integrity behind all the things that you create. Or you wouldn't put your name on it if you didn't believe in it.
I mean, look, it's called God, as you know, God fearing, and the way to describe it is, it's not that I do good because I'm afraid of God. I don't even think about trying to screw people over because even thinking about it, I'm not even thinking about it, but even imagining it, because you could do it, I feel totally guilty and afraid and freaked out. People say, oh, you're a wimp. Well, I guess I am. I just can't screw people over. And it's not like I'm wanting to and then feel guilty. It's like you war game stuff and even think about other people that are doing it, and you just feel horrible. And I'm like, how could you do this? But see, that's the difference between somebody that has a conscience and doesn't. It doesn't mean I'm perfect. It just means that, I don't know, these sociopaths think we're weak because we care. And I think they're blind is what's happening. Mike?
You know what? I got to throw this one back to Gary. I'm sorry. I was just kind of enthralled in your conversation being a spectator.
I've been really enjoying this interview. I'm not kidding. This is like electric.
Yeah, you know, I built the largest fitness franchise in the world based on the Judeo-Christian principles. And it's real simple. Tell people the truth, honesty. Do what you say, integrity. Show up to serve, which is the law of greatness. He who would be the greatest would be the servant of others. Reciprocity. If resources can flow through you to meet the needs of others, you can be given more resources. And Alex, you really have applied these Judeo-Christian principles to your business model as well. In fact, you don't want to make a sale. You want to make a difference. And that shows
that's
up in all the
I
things
I only
you do.
Sell things I know I need and I want people to have.
Yep.
And then it's like they're me. When I make a product, sometimes we can't even have product because we want to have the, and I love Dr. Group, he's like that too. It must be the best we can do. And sometimes I go, Group, if there's nothing better, we have to have this. He goes, but it's not absolutely perfect in California standard. I just go, it's the best we can do. You know, he's even worse than I am.
Nothing's good in California. I mean,
they've raised standards
in California. That's ridiculous. So.
Oh, there's more lead in the air than you're allowed to have in food.
Yeah.
It cannot be detected. And so most of our stuff passes that standard. And these top labs keep going, this is like a miracle. You keep passing all your stuff. And I'm just like, I don't know. Dr. Group sources it. I don't know how we're doing it. It's crazy. It's like, anyway, side issue. The film is Armageddon. It is opening in some theaters tonight, more tomorrow, at least 10 states or so. Find the states and cities it's available on the website. We'll put it back on screen. Armageddonthemovie.com, linked up on Infowars.com. I'm going to tweet it out again at Real Alex Jones with the trailer. Please retweet it. Please put it on your Facebook. This is an information war. You are soldiers and captains and colonels and majors and generals and supply chiefs and intel officers, every man, woman, and child, regardless of race, color, and creed, on the ground. Now, I want to invite you guys. You've been going almost an hour and a half. Roger Stone's coming on, but I know you guys are into politics. I also want you to take some stuff for the news. So it'll be your choice if you want to stay and ask a few questions to Stone while he's on with me or not. But we're going to go to some calls right now. We got Tony, Nelson, Ben, Ron, Buckley, and others. Let's go ahead and talk to Nelson in Florida. You're on the air with Gary Haven and Mike here in Austin, Texas. Mike Norris with us. Go ahead. Did I go to Nelson or I go to Tony? Okay, Nelson, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering if you had plans for events after everyone sees this movie and everybody wakes up and they're looking to make a difference, if you had any events planned. If not, I have an idea. I'd like to run by.
Sure. Like, what about, like, the Passion of the Christ, showing it in churches in the next wave, making community events, organizing against Agenda 21 around the film?
You know, we're having to kind of take this in steps right now.
I got it. Your overwhelm is getting in
tears.
Yeah,
you know, because unintentionally, Gary became a distribution company. This is not something I set out to do. Is to use his money to create a distribution company. But just because of the resistance we had in Hollywood, we had to create our own distribution company.
See, that's the biggest seller. And you guys, I get it. I'm the same way. I'll have this huge news and wait till the end to say it. If you guys put out how they tried to block you and tried to block the film, Armageddon, the film Hollywood tried to block, that's what you put out in press. It's true.
Yeah.
But I know you don't want to get into, you know, you're gentlemen, but I say hammer them.
Yeah. And
they don't want you to see this film. They tried to block it. Go ahead.
But fortunately, you know, we've got a good team of people assembled. Seth Willenson, who it's really interesting because here's a guy that is liberal as can be, that is so sold out for this movie and is working tirelessly.
He believes in free speech.
Absolutely.
A liberal.
Yeah, but he is
real liberal.
Yeah, and but he understands the importance of this film. He understands it. So he...
Well, there are a lot of great people that are what you'd call a real liberal versus these new ones that want to ban free speech and arrest everybody and beat everybody up.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So where we're at right now is just to the point where we need to get it into the theaters and we need to create the awareness and the buzz. So.
Now, Nelson, that's a great idea. We're doing media and stuff right now, but we're eating an elephant one bite at a time. But that is a very important angle, I think, Gary.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's go to another caller here. Let's go ahead and talk to Ben. Ben in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Good.
I was just wondering if you have any plans to bring the film to St. Louis. If not, I'd love to, help you guys make it happen.
Is it in St. Louis right now? I think it is.
No, it's not in St. Louis yet. I'd have to check and see if that's on the list if we expand more next week. Definitely have to look into St. Louis. We like I said, what we've tried to do with this film is we've tried to come out to the Patriots, where the Patriots are, just through some brilliant data research somebody's doing. And so we're trying to get the film to you. So if you could call a theater, say, hey, we want this movie. We demand this movie.
That's right.
That's how we added 10 theaters in 3 days.
And I want to be clear. The caller said earlier, once everybody wakes up seeing this film, we defeat them. This film will be a big punch in the overall boxing match. And it could be a big uppercut that wins it. Regardless, we're fighting. And so it's the production, it's the taking action, it's the resistance where most of the brainwashing is in the media. We're countering it with the antidote. This is like a big old antibiotic pill going in there. And so it's that overall commitment. We're not saying this film is going to save the world.
Mm-hmm.
Might save the power grid, though. That might save it because that goes down, we're all dead. So that's what it comes down to. But it's resistance is victory.
Yeah, Alex, you brought something up. I believe that God is going to protect the remnant. And so our goal is to make this remnant as large as we possibly can be, is the more men, women, and children that we can get to prepare that allows God to preserve his people. It's kind of the goal of this thing. That's what this is about.
That's right. They want to bring us into a global crisis, bring us all to our knees, make us take their mark to get food. They admit that now.
Mm-hmm.
Not from the Bible. They're saying,
oh, yeah,
getting rid of cash, digital, you're going to do what we say, or you don't get medicine, you don't get food. We better start getting to the countryside and getting self-sufficient with other Christians and patriots. Or it's going to, folks, the Bible's true. It's happening. Mm-hmm. How could anybody not be a Christian now seeing all this be fulfilled? I know why. Most of the churches are controlled.
There's this other problem called the pre-trib rapture. And I was a pre-tribber for the longest time. And the idea of these big mega churches are teaching their people the lie of the pre-trib. The idea that you don't have to worry about stuff like this because guess what? You're going to be checked right out of here in a twinkling of an eye. And I hate to tell everybody this, but if you really study your Bible, you're going to find that we are probably going to go through a lot of the tribulation. Just ask the Christians in Syria right now that are being beheaded.
200,000+.
Tribulation's going on now.
And Obama won't let Christians out.
Yeah.
He laughs and goes, we've got to let everybody out. No, he doesn't let them out. For every 300 Muslims, Sunnis, they'll let one Christian out as a sick joke.
Yeah. Yeah. And the idea, you brought up another interesting topic. To bring in unvetted Syrians... And by the way, the FBI says we can't vet them.
They're not vetting them.
Paperwork. And then the FBI said that up to 10% of them may be radicalized. Yeah, you know what? Would you let somebody that's a 1 in 10 chance that he's a rapist move into your living room? This isn't even suitable for discussion. You just don't do it. It's stupid. And that's one of the reasons Trump is resonating right now. He's saying the common sense things that these globalists, these idiots who are trying to create chaos because they know that from chaos you can create order, order that gives them power to control it.
Gary and Mr. Norris, you have got to promise to come in at least every 2 months. I don't want to do this once a year. This is like once a year you come in. You live here in Austin part of the time. You're up in North Texas. You guys have got to promise. Anytime you want, just talk to Nico, or let's just set up on your calendar where it's a done deal. Because this is really good discussion.
Thank you. Hey, we enjoy it too, Alex. And it's really neat to get to listen to you on the radio. And to be able to be here in person with you. I wish everybody could have this experience, because if you think he's enthusiastic on the air, you ought to be sitting here with him.
Well, I'm not saying this just to say it. I mean, my gut, my spirit feels so good around you guys, and it's just amazing. I know we got more callers. I'm going to ask them if they want to stay with us when the guest comes on to ask you questions. But I also want to go tape some stuff for Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock. Part of it's live, part of it's taped. Sometimes it's all taped, sometimes it's all live. But sometimes we go for, you know, 6 hours live on Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central, when it kicks off with our great crew, Leanne McAdoo, Jakari Jackson, Darren McBreen, Rob Dew, David Knight, and all the rest of the amazing crew. By the way, David Knight's not in the film, but he's in the trailer. See it at AmerageddonTheMovie.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
I'm wrong. He's in the film.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun.
The future. 1776 was the ultimate cutting edge flower of the Renaissance. Humanity reaching past tyranny, reaching past gangs and barbarism towards civilization and the stars. The dream of our ancestors manifest. This republic, the jewel in the crown of humanity, the whole world wanting to come here. Not because we were perfect, but because we were the freest nation, the most exceptional nation in the world. We had thrown down the crowns. We had torn down the hereditary dictatorships that we see like North Korea today. And made it about individuals. Made it about standing for something. And now, we see an attempt to establish an unelected private corporate world government. And Donald J. Trump dares speak out and say globalism is screwing you over, it's wrong. And for that great sin, they howl like vampires hoisted from their crypts at high noon, exploding into ash-filled flame. That sign enough tells you that destiny is right around the corner if we only reach and take it in our hand. If we only decide that we have strength, that we can change the future, not just the evil men, but the good men, the good women. The future belongs to us if we take it. We don't take it through tyranny and censorship like the enemy. We take it by producing better ideas, better products, innovation, by being the clear leaders who don't lead out of arrogance, but who lead out of basic trajectory. I am your host, Alex Jones. Roger Stone's joining us in 2 minutes, getting him hooked up on Skype right now with huge breaking news. Before I go any further, we have the vitamin mineral fusion that took us 2 years to produce with the top developers in the country. What we believe is the best vitamin mineral amino acid trace element drink out there. Totally, completely organic and natural. Incredible high quality fruit punch, naturally flavored. It just tastes like fruit punch because the vitamins and minerals, we just call it that. It tastes delicious. Tastes like nothing you've ever tasted. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. And you can get $10 off when you sign up for auto ship. You can get free shipping on auto ship. You can get free shipping on orders of $50 or more. There's a bunch of different specials that all compounded together automatically at checkout are just massive. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out, a true game changer. We're also ending this on Sunday. I had to stop all of our high-quality, storable food from My Patriot Supply, private labels, so we can discount it more as InfoWars Select. We had to stop doing it on the 60-plus packages they have, but their top four bestsellers are 40% off right now. Now is the time to get prepared. Anthroplex is back in stock. Incredible male and female. It says male, but it's for females too, I'm told by the chemists and researchers and doctors, to just boost your body's own natural potential. It is in. Both super male and female are sold out because we're trying to get the wet, you know, raw form of the herbs, and that's like going on a moon mission or something. It's not easy. That's why I said, can we just have a dry herb version? It's not as good, but it's dry herb, and, you know, a lot cheaper. Can I have that, please? Yes, we have it. So Anthroplex, it's excellent. It's organic, but it's just, you know, it's not cold pressed. Okay, I get it. That's why it's half the price. InfoWarsLife.com, 888-253-3139. And the globalists are doing everything they can right now to try to suppress this transmission. We told you months ago, Drudge talked about it, censorship on Facebook, blocking Drudge links. Now Congress has whistleblowers saying, no, we drop, we block InfoWars links, we block DrudgeReport.com links. It's happening because we're saying something they don't want to be heard, like having Roger Stone on or having his articles. Everything he's told us, everything has come true. Everything has happened. He told me 11 months ago they tried to steal the election at the primary level. And it all happened. They never did that before at this level, at this magnitude. And just on and on. He told us about the secret Koch brother meetings and the hundreds of millions they were raising. They said it wasn't true the next day. It came out a month later in the Washington Post. It was true. And I'm not kissing stones, but I'm just telling you, I've never talked to a political analyst. Usually they're shifty. They lie to you. They're like mentally ill sociopath weasels that, like, tell you some bull. No, even if it's bad news for Trump, he comes and says it. So that's why they call him dirty and deceptive and evil, because he's not. See, that's this inverted universe. Has he done some dirty tricks 20 years ago against communists? Well, I mean, that's like, yes. I mean, have I stepped on cockroaches in my kitchen at night if I caught them in the house? Yes, I've done it. But when it comes to telling the truth about what's really going on and being a patriot and exposing the Bushes and the JFK assassination and the pedophile rings and the Clintons and all of it, it's Roger Stone. There's Gizmodo. but it's now in the Washington Post. Former Facebook workers, we routinely suppress conservative news. When they say conservative, they mean the populist movement of Americana they call extreme right-wing garbage. Stone has opposed real right-wing crazies, so has I. He's just a populist, might be, but enough about Stone, because he'll say it's about Trump. Big meetings with Ryan today. Spin coming out of that. Lewandowski, who he hasn't wanted to publicly criticize, saying that he runs the campaign. He's deciding who vice president is. I mean, am I electing Lewandowski or am I electing Donald J. Trump? And listen, I'm not an infighter. Everybody knows it. But Lewandowski continually acts like an egomaniac out of control. And I'm concerned, my listeners are concerned organically about Lewandowski. So, Stone, you'll never talk about him on air. You don't want to talk about him behind the scenes. I'll talk to other folks inside the campaign who aren't scrabbling for power. These are people really above him doing the work. This Lewandowski does whatever he wants. What is going on with Lewandowski? What happened in the Ryan meeting? You talked about it last week. It's come out now that he was trying to broker all this power. You were confirmed again. So tell us what's currently happening and what's coming next. StoneZone.com. Roger, thanks for joining us.
Alex, first of all, let me compliment you on your spiffy-looking sports jacket there. You might make the best dress list for 2016.
Thank you, sir.
Which on New Year's Day, but don't bet on it. look, I'm delighted to be with you because, as you point out, the mainstream media is trying to suppress the news of the Trump revolution. And they're particularly trying to suppress any information regarding the Clintons, which may be negative, whether it is Bill's serial assaults of women and Hillary's threats against his sexual assault victims, or whether it is the corruption of the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative. So many times I think Americans can only go to Drudge, to Breitbart, to InfoWars, to the Daily Caller, to Town Hall, and to another compendium of liberty-oriented sites. And thank God for that, but you're right. The New World Order folks are trying to even close down those outlets or censor those outlets.
Congress is now having hearings to shut us down. Drudge is a campaign operation by name, WorldNet Daily, all of us next, when they're the ones trying to censor us like we're Russia in 1960.
Yeah, no, look, my head is still spinning about the fact that CNN allows Ted Cruz to come on the air, attack me by name.
They say you're banned. They admit you're blacklisted. Talk about McCarthyism. So is MSNBC. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so they allow Cruz to attack me by name, but then they don't afford me the opportunity to respond, which, as you know, is journalistically unethical, and I think proves the point that CNN, the Clinton News Network, as we call them in our office, they're not a news organization. They're an advocacy group for the Clintons. They are committed to hiding the Clintons' crimes and censoring anybody who would seek to criticize them. I mean, this was manifest just the other morning when Chris Cuomo asked Donald Trump, actually point blank said, "You are criticizing Hillary for her husband's indiscretions." Alex, this isn't about indiscretion. It's not about marital infidelity. It's not about adultery. It's not about girlfriends. It's about something far darker, sexual assault and rape. So when New York Magazine writes, Trump made these allegations about Hillary being an enabler without a scintilla of evidence, no, there's plenty of evidence. Living, breathing evidence. Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey, Paula Jones, Christy Zurcher, Sandra Allen James, and dozens of others.
Well, I mean, hasn't Bill settled cases where this was claimed? That's pretty pretty suspicious.
Yeah, he paid $850,000 to Paula Jones in the settlement of a civil case. Let's get to more important topics. The meetings today between Donald Trump and Paul Ryan, and then Donald Trump and Senator Mitch McConnell. I think the best I can see, the meeting with the House leadership was inconclusive. They agreed to continue talking. But I think the problem here, of course, is that Paul Ryan is withholding his endorsement, not recognizing that his endorsement has little value in the bigger picture.
I was about to say, who wants his endorsement? It's like the endorsement of the Black Plague or gonorrhea.
Well, he's for open borders. He's for the international trade deals that have destroyed the American economy. The truth is, on issue after issue after issue, Speaker Ryan and Donald Trump have giant differences.
Sure. I mean, it's like having John Wayne Gacy endorse you. I think Trump should just say, I don't want your filthy endorsement.
Well, look, I think Trump is trying to be conciliatory because politics, he understands, is about addition, not subtraction. It's about inclusion, not exclusion.
If they're not sneaking around trying to slit your throat.
Well, but Donald Trump, at the end of the day, is not going to pay the Republican National, they're not going to authorize the Republican National Committee to pay an operation owned and controlled by Karl Rove to do $30 million worth of targeting and analytics work, which could have been done by an anonymous firm for $2 million.
So this is all about Karl Rove and the inside old neocons hijacking the entire Republican mammary gland, stealing all the milk for themselves, and scuttling it for the witch Hillary.
Well, I think that's the larger implication. Yeah, this is about money. What they don't understand is that the Trump movement is bigger than the Republican Party. The Trump movement is not built around the need for party unity, because really, the new measure here, Alex, is this is the Republicans and Democrats together against Donald Trump and everyone else.
That's it. It's the Republicans and Democrats against Trump and everybody else, the establishment against the populace, and Trump doesn't want to unify with Turd Blossom.
Well, if he has to have the endorsement of the Bushes and the Romneys, I think that that's a negative. I don't think that that is the requirement for winning the election. Here's my point. Expansion of the party is more important than party unity. I'm more interested in new voters than I am in old leaders. There are at least, based on my analysis, 1 million possible Trump voters, potential Trump voters, in the 10 states that are going to decide this election. The Trump campaign needs the machinery and the mechanism to go out and locate those folks and get them registered and then make sure they vote. That is a higher priority than the endorsement of Paul Ryan.
I totally agree. Let's talk about what happened at that meeting, and then we have a new family law audience tuning in today. That's the name that the president, in his memoirs, and called Karl Rove, Turd Blossom, a horrible, miscreant creature, anti-conservative monster. So I'm asking people here, you know, who's more important, Turd Blossom or the actual voters? But what are you expecting them to strike back next with? You know, I warned you a few weeks ago, and I said, look, he's the presumptive nominee, clearly, but I expect them to double back and try to bring Cruz back later, or Paul Ryan, because, you know, TB is behind all this. So what do you expect them to do? What do you make of those statements, and how do we defeat TB?
Well, first of all, let's be very clear. Rove did kind of a 360. Now he's for Trump, and he's going to work his magic to help Trump get elected. But he needs the element in the Republican Party, the donor element, to send him money. I mean, this is...
He always does this. He always hijacks the Tea Party and milks it.
Yeah, this is as transparent as it can be. Look, Donald Trump doesn't trust Karl Rove. He doesn't like Karl Rove. He's been very direct about it. And if he has his way, I don't think the Republican National Committee will be lining the pockets of Karl Rove. The meeting with Ryan today, based on my intelligence, inconclusive. Nothing was really decided. Cordial, but Trump is not going to be extorted. He's not going to be blackmailed. On the other hand, my report, from what I hear, the meeting with Senator Mitch McConnell went extremely well.
Oh, good.
He's on board. He understands that his members who may be concerned right now are the same guys who are going to be desperate to get on the platform with Trump and get in the picture in late October. The Trump revolution is coming. This wave is coming.
Exactly.
He's not a good enough politician to see it. So he's being cooperative. He's being constructive. And he has a long history with
okay,
Trump.
Okay, well, let me stop you because, listen, I've got a few other insiders on as high up as you are. I know you're outside the campaign, but former head of it, and a confidant of Trump. I don't have anything out for Lewandowski. I don't dislike him. I'm just an outsider patriot. But that's kind of good because I'm not in this whole echo chamber. I hear Lewandowski's deciding who the people are. I make calls. They go, no, that's not true. Trump's upset. Is that true? And if so, what is Lewandowski doing running around acting like he is the Karl Rove, you know, Bush's brain to Trump? Because I know that's not true. So what's going on with Lewandowski? Is this the Lewandowski campaign or the Trump campaign? Come on, answer my question. You'll never do it. Do it, Stone. I'm getting a little mad here. Is this okay?
Let me be as clear as I can without betraying confidences. Donald Trump is not controlled by anyone. He is his own man.
Lewandowski. Look, I'm sorry. Just Lewandowski. I don't like what he's doing.
I'll come back to it. Just let me build my case. Nobody puts words in Donald Trump's mouth, including Corey Lewandowski. Nobody is going to choose the candidate for vice president other than Donald J. Trump. And knowing him, he's going to keep his list very close to the vest until he's ready to disclose it. He's the master of good public relations. So the Washington Post story that said that Corey Lewandowski will oversee the effort to choose the vice presidential nominee is false. The Washington Post's sources on that are incorrect. This was news to Donald Trump, according to an AP reporter, who downplayed it in an interview when he was asked whether Corey Lewandowski was indeed spearheading this effort. Trump said, and I quote, well, we're kind of all leading it, everyone on the committee, which is a deflection, in my opinion. Now, Donald Trump is smart enough to know that open discord in his campaign is not helpful. But it is very clear that some in the entourage are more interested in feathering their own nest. Some in the entourage are more interested in measuring the drapes in their White House office, while others who are consummate political professionals like Paul Manafort are keeping their head down, not playing the press game to try to burnish their own standing and their own image, but focusing on getting Donald J. Trump elected president.
Exactly. So, I'm no rocket scientist, but half the time it's like Lewandowski is who we're talking about, and you never make it about Stone or other. In fact, you tell me not to do that, and I get it. But, I mean, they just make it about Lewandowski. This guy is like a prancing junior high quarterback that thinks he's, you know, Errol Flynn, and he's never even bagged a check yet.
Well, and very sadly, he has no record of ever electing anyone. I mean, his only real campaign is the reelection campaign of U.S. Senator Bob Smith, who was ignominiously defeated in the Republican primary. Historical footnote, the only Republican U.S. senator defeated for renomination in the last 30 years. That's his some political experience. Now, we have also the debacle in Louisiana, the debacle in Colorado, debacle in North Dakota, debacle in Arizona. That is the legacy of his leadership. Fortunately, the Trump campaign has turned a corner. That is all behind us, with smashing victories in New York, in Indiana, and coming in Nebraska, and coming in California. So Lewandowski is a footnote. He has aggrandized his role. He is not.
But other insiders I talked to say it's dividing the campaign and causing incredible interdivisional fights with old hands, you know, with Reagan and everybody that don't infight, and that they just kind of ignore, you know, the ball-headed, you know, lobotomized stepchild stumbling around drooling.
Well, I think the best way to put this is, in my historical experience, Alex, campaigns that are divided will lose. Hillary Clinton's campaign against Barack Obama was plagued with infighting. Mark Penn versus Mandy Gruenwald and others. And it destroyed that campaign. Any campaign must be run by one person. Now, the person who's running this campaign is Donald Trump. He has his vision, he has his agenda, and he has his way of doing this. These leaks saying, I'm in charge of this, I'm in charge of that, I have more power than this one, or more, that only disturbs the candidate and hurts the campaign. I truthfully hope it will stop. Paul Manafort is not going to play that game. He's dedicated to the election, the nomination election of Donald Trump. These kind of planted stories in the Post, which are inaccurate, because Donald Trump...
This is all Vanity Fair, Grand Falloon, arrogant power trips about Lord Lewandowski. And I know Trump doesn't have experience in campaigns, he has stuff in the real world. I just wish he knew that, as somebody who's been watching campaigns closely and following him, that Lewandowski acts like a complete idiot, in my view. I mean, am I wrong in saying that?
Well, I think that he is not very good on his feet. I was surprised to see him on, which my friend Sean Hannity the other night, but when Hannity said to him, so you're running the vice presidential search, he said, and I quote, well, we're really kind of all running it. So he plants the story that he's the point man in order to get on television.
But then walks it back.
And then walks it back. So
when he should have just spun it and said, well, I'm helping organize Trump's thoughts on it. or something around that, you know. Because, again, it sells the idea that Trump is his own man. Lewandowski, a lightweight, is running things. When you have helped with your business partner, Manfred and others, get the heaviest hitters there are in there that are patriots. And then we've got this guy running around like a baby goose, honking that he's the king. I mean, I'm just sick. It's not an ego thing for me. I want Trump to win. And you've got like a corporal trying to run the field marshal command base, in my view.
Well, and let me point out that Corey is still on the campaign payroll. Every day I work with dozens of people who have left their businesses, left their families to help Donald Trump, who are being compensated nothing, not even their expenses.
And they're banning you in the media because you're so effective.
And they're Ron Paul supporters. They're Ronald Reagan supporters. They're people I've known back to the Young Republicans. They're former Republican state chairman, former members of Congress like Billy Hendon, who's a great patriot. These people are giving up their time and their money, and they're leaving their families to come work for free. Those are the heroes of this campaign.
And then lightweight Lewandowski is causing scandal after scandal, always making it about him in the headlines.
I think it's unfortunate, and it just doesn't serve the candidate well. Let's leave it there.
All right, I'm going to stop. I know you may have to go in 3-4 minutes. If you do five more in the next hour, I've got a few other questions. Gary Haven is one of the top Republican donors out there. He's got a big film, big hit film, Armageddon, about to enter theaters. He was already here. I just asked him to stay because I thought he might have some good questions for you. We're going to come back in a minute, have him ask Roger Stone a few questions, StoneZone.com. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. I'm going to do a 30-second plug as a time, and I'm even skipping breaks here. Great nutraceuticals, great storable foods, great Hillary for President shirts, Molon Labe, you name it, InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off on our top-selling storable foods. That's only running till the weekend. We ended the general sale, but on the four top sellers, it's still going. Take advantage of that. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. InfoWarsLife.com for the nutraceuticals. InfoWarsStore.com is the big umbrella site. Or call toll-free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We can answer your questions or comments. We're humbled and thankful for your support. We try to bring you the very best water filtration systems, non-GMO seeds, you name it, shortwave radios, you name it, that we use, that we've vetted, that we've tested at the lowest prices. Some of our prices are below Amazon. A lot of our products are exclusive to us. Thank you for giving us a look. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Gary Haven, I want to introduce you to Roger Stone. And it was Haven here over a year ago that said he'd met with Cruz at the governor's mansion and was creeped out by him. And so he helped, you know, in the last few months torpedo Cruz. A lot of big interviews. I don't know if Stone knows who you are, but I certainly admire the work you've done. I want to get you two big brains together. Mr. Haven, go ahead and say hi and a few questions for Mr. Stone or comments.
Hey, Roger, it's really great to meet you. What a privilege. I'm shaking your hand the airways as we speak right now.
I'm very well familiar with your work. You've done the Lord's work. You're out there, and you're a patriot, and you have my respect, sir.
Oh, thank you. That's really good to know. A couple of questions I have for you. One, I just admire your courage. Man, you're standing up to a machine that has a trail of bodies as far as
I was about to ask, does he get threats? We worry about Trump.
Yeah. Do you have good protection? Are you, you know, you're poking a grizzly bear?
Well, my security people asked me not to talk about it, but I have to increase my personal security and that around my home. My wife, of course, is very concerned about this because the Clintons have a track record of having people savagely beaten, like Gary Johnson, who was a witness to Bill's involvement with Jennifer Flowers, or Jerry Parks, who I believe Bill Clinton had murdered because of what he knew about Bill's past. So it's a legitimate concern. Let me say this, as I do in every time this question comes up. Alex, if in a couple weeks they tell you that I committed suicide because I was depressed, or if I get hit by a truck crossing the street,
or struck by a bolt of lightning,
I tell you I was killed in a freak hunting accident, don't believe it. Hillary Clinton's the major perp, and she needs to be exposed. I'm in perfectly good health. I'm in a great mood. I am working 18-hour days. I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't make it without Brain Force. I went online. I bought some Brain Force. I pop those in the morning. I pop those at night, and I get 4 or 5 more hours of work. So
I didn't know that was coming. I know you got more interviews coming up, but Roger Stone, 70-second break. Here with Gary Haven. Armageddon, the new movie. Come back 70 seconds. Finish up the lavish plug for Brainforce. But a few other questions for Mr. Haven. Then we have our guest host, Anthony Gucciardi, taking over. Roger Stone's our guest, StoneZone.com. The tip of the spear in the populist movement behind Trump to restore the republic. Back in 70.